Welcome to Poems From Here. This is Stuart Kestenbaum, Maine's Poet Laureate. In this weekly series, we'll hear poems about Maine and New England by poets from Maine and elsewhere. Poems From Here is a project of Maine Public Radio and the Maine Writers and Publishers Alliance. We're supported by the Maine Arts Commission and the Expansion Arts Fund of the Maine Community Foundation. Today's poem is Winter's Kitchen by Rosa Lane. She was raised in Pemaquid Beach with ancestral and generational roots steeped in lobster fishing. As a poet and architect, Rosa splits her time between her home in South Portland and the San Francisco Bay Area. She's the author of Tiller North, winner of the 2017 11th Annual National Indie Excellence Award in the Poetry Book category, and she's also the author of Roots and Reckonings, a poetry chapbook published in 1980 with a partial grant from the Maine Arts Commission. She writes that Winter's Kitchen was inspired by the house in which I grew up. I wanted the poem to open into a winter's kitchen with immediate and sensory experience of a family, its hardship and survival, to smell it, to feel it, to live it. Originally a boathouse where my father built his lobster boat, our house was a partitioned shell moved onto cinder blocks skirted by fir boughs. With no central heat, our house froze nightly into a cake of ice warmed by morning's kerosene heat. Total focus on the chores of survival. For my mother, survival also included keeping our family extraordinarily clean, a time-consuming challenge without running water. Winter's Kitchen by Rosa Lane. The boiler, copper and oval, straddled two burner plates, and a poke of flames coiled in a wick lit a snake that lived in the old cook stove, hidden blue and yellow. The air of our small main house, soaked with kerosene, sucked down a tubular throat from an orange jug of poor man's heat. Mornings glazed with night ice, the cold waist high, we skated from our beds across a pond of green leafage and cracked roses where spring lay dormant somewhere beneath the pumpkin-backed linoleum. Every day was cleaning day. Back and forth, our mother dipped scalded water from the copper boiler to the wringer washing machine, sloshing its white belly in a dance of cleanliness. Slabs of clothes fell into set tubs galvanized on her hip, slipped to the frozen wind of the clothesline. At dusk, she carried our whole family into the house, 0-degree wind at her back. This is how she said she loved us, bras, frozen solid white cones strapped in her arms. She placed our small breasts in front of the fire. She cradled my father in his long johns, bored stiff, checked him for stains up to the light, stretched him across the counter. She melted us limp into folds of cotton. Her love for us lay in puddles of winter on the floor. That was Winter's Kitchen by Rosa Lane. All of the poems in this series are available at mainepublic.org for listening whenever you like or to take with you as a podcast. Special thanks to Robert M. Schutten family, as well as Phil Steele and Francesca Galluccio Steele for supporting this program. Additional support is provided by the new writing series at the University of Maine. Poems From Here is produced by Jonathan Woodward. The music is by Chris Moore. Hannah Perry manages permissions. I'm Stuart Kestenbaum. Thanks for listening.